There is a rose in Spanish Harlem, a red rose up in Spanish Harlem.
Smokey Joe's Cafe, which just opened a 3-weekend run at 6th Street Playhouse, is not a musical in the way that Camelot or Mame or Grease or Spamalot is a musical. Smokey Joe's Cafe is more like watching a TV special featuring the greatest hits from American Bandstand. It's like listening to the radio without commercials, without commentary, without an announcer, but with pictures. In Smokey Joe's Cafe, there's no dialogue whatsoever. Just rock and roll songs from the 50s and 60s, like a jukebox stuck in overdrive. 40 songs, including a few reprises here and there, every one of them written by Rock and Roll Hall of Fame winners Jerry Lieber and Mike Stoller. So we're talking some of the all-time great rock songs ever heard on the radio, or in this case, on stage. At one point, I considered that instead of reviewing this show, directed with a snappy sense of fun by choreographer Elise Girard, I shouldn't do anything more than just list the songs. Since there's no story, no characters, no plot, no beginning, middle, and end to talk about, simply listing the tunes might be the way to go. Yakety Yak, Charlie Brown, Hound Dog, Jailhouse Rock, Pearl's a Singer, Neighborhood, Dance With Me, I Keep Forgetting, On Broadway, There Goes My Baby, Spanish Harlem, Stand By Me, and that's just a third of them. The big surprise is, for the sheer giddy intensity of its concentrated blast of nostalgia, Smokey Joe's Cafe works. It doesn't have much to say, but it's fun. And it's important now and then to remember how we saw the world when we were younger, when we were more innocent and less aware. And nothing takes us back there like music. Lieber and Stoller met while just teenagers themselves, living in Los Angeles. Abandoning simple love song formulas, Lieber and Stoller borrowed, playfully, from amongst the vernacular youth speech and slang of the day, imbuing their songs with a potent theatricality that was more than just musically satisfying. Lieber and Stoller's songs were pure infectious fun, and they still are. In Smokey Joe's Cafe, 9 performers take turns bringing Lieber and Stoller's hit parade of tunes to life, making strong use of Girard's inventively kitschy choreography. Backed up by a first-rate band under the direction of Matteo Dillaway, the tunes unspool on a set that resembles a 1950s dance show. Like a soda stand record player, Girard keeps things spinning, with plenty of clever bits of business worked into the performances of the songs, spanning the emotional spectrum from puppy love to serious heartbreak. Each performer is given an opportunity to display his or her individual gifts for belting out a tune, dancing up a storm, or engaging in wacky physical comedy, ultimately transforming this rather thin undertaking into an energetic young artist showcase. Rock and roll, as they say, will never die. Smokey Joe's Cafe is a good demonstration of why that's so. Smokey Joe's Cafe runs Thursday through Sunday through February 10th at 6th Street Playhouse. That's 6thstreetplayhouse.com. I'm David Templeton, Second Row Center for KRCB.